Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston police have identified the three homicide victims they say were targeted in a shooting at a house party in Dorchester over the weekend. The murder victims were 22-year-old Anna Cruz, 22-year-old Felix Garcia, and 23-year-old Brian Tirado, all from Dorchester. No arrests have been made in the case, and police have not said anything about a motive. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman this morning reports on how police and the community are responding.
As the city swelters, kids cool off, darting in and out of the spray fountains at Ceylon Park in Roxbury. It's a sure sign of summer. But in another sure sign it's summer in the city this past Saturday, just after 4 in the morning, right across the street from the park.
I heard a shot. It was like really loud. I woke up and I looked out the window and I saw the people run down the street. Then I saw they were taking a guy into an ambulance.
Jasmine Curry was staying over at her grandfather's house on Intervale Street when shots rang out next door. It's a row of three-story brick apartments. Yesterday afternoon, no one answered the second-floor buzzer at 153 Intervale, where the shots were fired during an early morning party.
It's really close to home. It's scary. It's like right there.
Most neighbors are like this one, reluctant to give their names, and say they didn't hear anything unusual until after the shooting.
I just woke up like around 5 and then saw police and the whole street blocked off. That's it. And it's just crazy that it's right here. You know, I have a son, he's 4 months, and a niece who's 3 years old, so...
After the triple homicide, Police Commissioner Ed Davis met with Boston Mayor Tom Menino. The next day, the mayor spoke with New England Cable News.
I talked to the commissioner all day yesterday. I talked to him at 6 o'clock this morning. We have some good leads on it, and we hope to have an arrest very shortly.
When a murder or an attack occurs in this part of Boston, the police aren't the only ones to respond. Within an hour of the Intervale Street murders, a trauma team from Project Right was on the scene helping neighbors.
Given the incident, resources will be focused on Intervale Street and the surrounding streets.
Jorge Martinez is executive director of Project Right. It promotes neighborhood stabilization and economic development in Roxbury and North Dorchester. Martinez says the first task of the trauma team is to determine if gangs were involved, to prevent retaliation and relocate people if necessary.
You'll see that on a regular basis, year after year after year, you have a concentration of violence in particular streets, in particular neighborhoods. And unfortunately, we are one of those hotspots.
Jorge Martinez of Project Right says the city, state, and federal governments have invested heavily in safe neighborhood programs, but he's critical of lawmakers.
My frustration is that we do this every single year. For the same exact things, for the same exact reasons, for almost the same exact neighborhoods, and we still have to go through this exercise to ensure that these resources get down to where we need them. And we usually get them after the fact, which is where my frustration lays.
In an effort to keep Boston streets safe, this coming Saturday, the city will conduct a door-to-door campaign to connect kids with jobs and summer programs. This year, 10,000 teens will get temporary work. Back on Intervale Street, the reality hits home.
Yeah, it's crazy out here. Gotta struggle. Just gotta live life.
This 19-year-old lives on Intervale Street. He doesn't want us to use his name, but says gangs are a big problem here.
Ooh, you don't hang with the right people, stuff happens.
What about the summer? I mean, it's getting hot. Are there programs that are gonna help?
Yeah, sort of like that, you know? Get a job, you know? Stay out of trouble. Do the most you can. That's how I see it.
6 young kids shoot hoops on the basketball court right across the street from where 3 people were murdered this weekend.
Yeah, and it was like there was a shooting last Monday over there on Devon Street, and 2 people got shot in the car.
The baby was in the back seat.
Yeah. It needs to stop. Like,
enough is enough. Okay. Enough is enough for violence.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.